The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
The Word of God is not just given to us so we can have discussions, write papers, say homilies about it only. It's given to us so we can live it. That's why we say it's the living Word of God. It's not just meant to the people at the time the books of the Bible were written, but it's the Word that's still meaningful to us today. It's our guide to get us to heaven. So today, I'm not going to talk about gratitude or thanksgiving. We are going to do thanksgiving. We are going to thank God for the blessings that we received during this past year. Not all of them, because probably we'll be still here till Sunday. But I'm going to invite you to come in and just say one or two things that you're grateful for to God, a blessing that you have received. So I'll start by myself. I'm grateful this year, especially for the sabbatical that I was able to take, you know, from September 1st of last year till July 1st when I came to Holy Family. I was on sabbatical. And during that time, because I couldn't do much because, you know, COVID and all the restrictions, I really had a lot of time to reflect on my life and to realize how many blessings God has given to me and my family throughout the years that I took for granted, that I never thanked him for. We're talking about big blessings. So I'm grateful that during this time, I really grew more in my appreciation for my blessings to God, that God gave me, and that I needed to thank him more and make that part of my daily prayers. Because there is no words that can express or repay God for what he's done for me throughout my life. So I'm grateful for that gift, for that opportunity to be more aware of how grateful I am and how grateful I should be. So if you want to come forward, just line up. I think, Father Andrew, could you check the cantor's mic? Is that on? Yep. So just line up and say your blessings. And Father Andrew, you're there. You might as well start.
I'm thankful really this year particularly for the gift of the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It has been an amazing gift that I've received and that each of us share in by our baptism. And I don't know, each day it draws me closer to the heart of God, and it's amazing. So I'm thankful for it.
I am thankful for Monsignor Connolly, for Father Dennis, for carrying us the first half of this year, for Father Albert, and for Father Andrew, for continuing our blessings that we have here at Holy Family. God bless all of you.
I am thankful for two things. First of all, for my wife, Jeannie. 50 years we've been together, and good times and challenging times, and that is such a blessing. The second one is for my parents, most especially my mother. I was raised in Santa Monica. We went to St. Monica's, and my dear mother provided for us a good Catholic education. This was in the mid-40s to the 50s, had 8 wonderful years with the Sisters of the Holy Names of Jesus and Mary through 8 years of grammar school. And no, they didn't slap us with a ruler and all that. They were very special nuns. And then 4 years of high school with the Brothers of St. Patrick from Ireland. And they also were a good religious foundation for me. So I thank God for that. And as I always say, God is great, God is good, He lives in our neighborhood.
It's maybe a little late to begin thinking about this, but I'm very grateful for all the people in my life who have gotten me where I am today, appreciating the Lord and having a faith. My father, my mother, my relatives, all the sisters in the Catholic schools, the brothers, the priests, in the various parishes where I've been, the musicians who taught me sacred music. I just know that I didn't get here by myself, and the communion of saints is all around us, so I'm very grateful for that.
For those of you who are watching us on the internet, you can do that at your own home with the people you are with you, and also you can write, send your Thanksgiving on our chat box, so you can be part of this celebration.
Good morning. I'm thankful for our Tuesday night Mass and Adoration and Confession. It took me a while to get out there, and because for some reason or other, I thought it was a 5 o'clock start, and I end work at 5 o'clock. But then when I realized it was 5:30, and then the sun was down and all that, I started kind of waffling. But God called me to that Tuesday night Mass. And I'm just really grateful for that, because that first night that I was there, I had the best confession ever. And I have to tell you that with COVID, I had been watching Mass online, and it's just not the same as being inside a church and having that personal experience and receiving the Eucharist. And so I had been backsliding internally. I mean, I was dedicated, watching Mass daily and all of that, but inside I just knew that I was really struggling. But wow, I came in that first night, I had the best confession ever, and I've never really been instructed in confession, all that. If I'm a late converter to Catholicism. I was confirmed in 2016. And all these years I've been going to confession regularly, but I really didn't have that experience. And that first night that I was here for that Tuesday night Mass and Adoration, I had my best confession ever, and I learned a little bit about the experience of adoration, too, because Father Dennis was there that night, and he just introduced adoration as just a time to be present with God, and nothing more, and just allow him to enter into that space with you. Just have that openness and not come in with expectation, but just to be there, that being the focal point. And so I've been trying to do that, but I tell you, Tuesday night mass, I'm a regular now, and I'll tell you, that first confession, that Tuesday night mass, I just felt so uplifted from that experience confessing to Father Dennis, that I just felt like high-fiving when I was leaving the church that night. And so it was just a very powerful experience, and so I'm incredibly thankful for that. Can I just say one? Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm thankful too that my daughter is thriving at LMU. She's a freshman, and that transition is always kind of with a little bit of trepidation and anxiety, but everything's working out great. So thank you.
My thanks are more recent. I'm thankful to be walking again. I was hit by a car while walking in a crosswalk on December 30th of last year. I got knocked down, suffered a broken leg and a concussion. With great medical care and physical therapy, I am now back walking independently, for which I am so grateful. So I really appreciate just a simple thing of walking now on your own without assistive devices and being able to do things. I really feel for the people who in Wisconsin who have been hit by the SUV, and all those families and people that are suffering. They have a long way to go, and I wish them all the best. Also, all the people who have been hit, you know, by cars and things like that, I really, you know, feel for them. So I really have something to be thankful for this year. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Natalie, and I'm thankful for, why am I crying? My engagement this year, and my fiance and I both applied to medical school, and I got my first acceptance this month, and we're still praying that we end up at the same school, and God blessed us with having an interview at the same school, so it's next week for me. He already has his, so I'm just very thankful for those two huge new chapters in my life to begin, and I'm thankful for coming to Holy Family every week. We're doing our best to live a Christ-centered marriage, so I'm really thankful. This year's been hard with the pandemic, the stress of planning a wedding, and just applying, so I'm very thankful to come here every week and just continuing to pray to God for his blessings. Thank you.
In a year where everyone has seemingly lost somebody, I gained something. I was able to take my mother, who is 86, to her birthplace in Cleveland, Ohio, and we spent several days touring it, and she showed me the church where she was baptized and received her first communion, St. Anne's, and we went to Mass at St. John's Cathedral and went to a Cleveland Browns game and just had a great time just touring her places. And you know, she's elderly and perhaps doesn't remember everything, but once in her hometown, she was so stimulated she was able to recall long stories of her childhood, and that was very rewarding for me, and it was a gift. So I thank the Lord for that and for the accompaniment of my beloved sister, who is was just an angel. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm very thankful for all the people in my life, but especially this year, I was estranged from my brother for decades, but we're together again. I talk to him twice a week now, so I'm thankful for that.
Good morning, everybody. I'm thankful for this church, this congregation, the people that I've met, and the opportunities that it provides for us to give and to give back to the community. My kids went to school here. They're 21, 18, and 16, and struggling with their beliefs and with what they want. And we're providing cornbread and cider after Mass, and they jumped to the opportunity to belong and to be a part. So I've got a chain, and I'm praying for them to come back fully and to believe everything that they've been taught and to see that God is always there for them. So this place is incredible. Stay connected, and thank you.
And thank you for the cornbread and the cider.
Good morning, everyone. Oh, it feels nice to be up here. Wow.
Get a little closer.
There's a few things I'm thankful for. The first thing is I was recently in Italy, and I became terribly sick, and I couldn't ask for help from anyone. I ended up recovering, thanks be to God. And so I'm thankful for health. The second thing is I was recently married this year. My wife and I attained the sacrament of marriage, and I'm so grateful that everything turned out beautifully. And good luck to the person who was planning her wedding. It's quite the headache. The third thing I'm thankful for is, my job. I'm grateful that the mission of my job is to spread God's love throughout the world. Thank you.
I just want to praise and thank God for the many blessings that I can never deserve, especially my husband, my family. But this year, God has answered my prayer for my son, who had a lot of challenges. Depression and physical problems, but God has finally answered my prayers, and he now has a personal relationship with God, and he started to hunger and thirst for him. I praise and thank God, Lord. I give you back all the honor and the glory. Thank you.
Good morning. Grateful for many things, but this is a good time to say how grateful I am for Frank and Dawn Panette. And especially, I want to thank Dawn and her team of video ministry during all those months when our church was closed to us for Mass. Because every single day, my mom in New York and I here in South Pasadena would tune into Mass together. And it was such a blessing that even though I could not be with my mother, we could celebrate in the Mass together. So thank you for that. And also, I want to take this time to say thank you for all during that time keeping the camera on the Blessed Sacrament 24 hours a day. That was so special to me, that I could, when I was feeling lonely, missing church, any time of the day or night, I could check that out and see still there, and see how many other people are also tuning in, that we are still united as a church. So special thanks to God for that. Thank you.
I'm thankful for the welcoming community that Holy Family is, and I'm also thankful for the vaccine. It's the first time in human history that we've been able to produce a vaccine so rapidly. At the beginning of the year, I was nervous because my son was applying to graduate school. He got admitted to 3 graduate schools, so I'm very grateful for that. And he moved, and so I'm grateful for that as well. Thank you.
I'm thankful of my COVID shot on Monday.
Thank you for sharing how God has blessed you this year, and I hope you continue that this afternoon or evening around your Thanksgiving table. Invite everyone to share the same thing, and you know, hopefully we'll all continue to grow in our gratitude to God. And I know some people had a very difficult year. Maybe they lost a loved one, maybe they lost their job, and other things happened during this year. Just remember, even in those darkest moments, God is always there. Just imagine, you know, the flame of a small candle in a dark room will make a big difference. Turn to Jesus. He will be your light. He will give you the healing, and he will give you the strength to continue your journey and remain faithful for him.